In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Charity, Saint Joseph, Saint Damian of Molokai, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the saint we celebrate is Saint Damian of Molokai, who, in the little bio that is in the Ordo today, just states this briefly, that he died on April 15, 1889, at age 49. He was a Belgian who emigrated to the United States and joined the Fathers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary while as a seminarian, and was ordained in the Archdiocese of New York, I believe it was, for the Society of the Fathers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, or as they are known in France, the Picpus Fathers, for Picpus, France, where they were founded. But he came and was with the Sacred Hearts Fathers, as they're known, in Massachusetts and in the United States, until finally he volunteered to go to Hawaii in 1864. And later on, after 9 years, in 1873, he began to work with the lepers, who were all put on an island known as Devil's Island on Molokai. Because of leprosy, as you know, was very contagious, and people were abandoned pretty much by society. These 800 souls that lived on the island had no priest. And leprosy, you know, in the past is kind of like, in physical symbolism, is also kind of like sin. And they, because of their being abandoned by society, maybe, and given no hope, maybe, and despair, and not having access to the sacraments and to the priests and the gospel, they began to live very debaucherous lives as well on that island. So it was Devil's Island in many ways, more ways than one. And so Saint Damian, Father Damian, came to that island to preach the gospel, to bring Christ to them, and to bring hope to these souls who had been rejected by society, and maybe even for a while they thought that the church had abandoned them since they didn't have a priest to come to help them. And so he worked with them for until 1885, when he was diagnosed with leprosy himself. You can see in many ways the great charity of Father Damian, in that, in one sense, you know, he had to have the charity of a martyr, because he was endangering his own life, you might say, by going there and ministering to the lepers. And he sacrificed that and gave that gave the good of souls above everything else the most important thing in his mission. And he said, "I make myself a leper with the lepers to gain all for Jesus Christ." And 4 years later, as we see in 1889, he died due to the contraction of leprosy. And he was known as a priest who had an intense interior life, even as he was a priest in an active apostolate, being a pastor of souls on an island. He still maintained a deep interior life, and he had deep simplicity. He was a man who, what you see is what you got. He was not a man who put on airs. He was a simple man, a man who was upright and honest, and he had no agendas except the one, to be a priest for Jesus Christ. And he served and did that faithfully, even sacrificing his own life for the good of souls. So we have this great model today in Saint Damian of Molokai, of a priest, of one who truly gave his life for his neighbor. And in many ways, you could call him a martyr of charity. Although he's not celebrated as a martyr, he's celebrated as a pastor, a good shepherd of souls. And we should look to him today as a great model of one who was not afraid to go out of his comfort zone or to lay down his life or to sacrifice his comfort or his even, you know, defending his, you might say, his own good for the sake of someone else, that he wanted to give himself for those lepers on that island, and he really did. The other saint that we celebrate that is associated with Saint Damien, of course, is Saint Marianne Cope, the Franciscan sister, who went from Syracuse, New York, to go all the way out to Hawaii in the 1800s to help him minister to those lepers on that island. And Saint Marianne was promised by our Lord. She was given some insight that God promised her that if they were to take care of the lepers, that none of the sisters would contract leprosy. And God kept that promise. And Saint Marianne Cope is the one who helped Father Damien until he died and prepared his body for burial. Interesting that these two great saints that we celebrate, both of them are not immigrants to the United States. Saint Damien from Belgium, and Saint Marianne Cope originally from Germany, but both came to this country and saw their lives as to be missionaries in whatever way they could in this new land to souls wherever God sent them. Let us ask their intercession in a special way for the new evangelization. For there are many lepers in our society today spiritually that need to be reached out to, and maybe they don't even realize they're lepers, that their sin they want to consider to be something they want to rejoice in instead of needing to repent of. And that may make it more difficult to sometimes evangelize them. But that we would have that charity and sacrificial love that Saint Damien had and Saint Marianne Cope, that we would go out and tell the good news and go to all those who are in need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.